Melissa Santora was determined to vote in the presidential preference election. But because of her disability, which can make it difficult to walk or stand for very long, she ended up driving to 5 polling stations before casting her ballot in Tempe. Santora lives in central Phoenix, but she says she couldn't find a place to park at the other locations. Once in line,
it was obvious I was in pain. I was shifting. I was lifting my leg. There were people in the line that said, "Why don't you go sit down?" There was a planter, and they said, "Go sit down. We'll save your place." And they were saying it to other people who have disabilities, too. And at one point, there were 3 or 4 of us sitting on the planter.
It took her over an hour to vote. She told a poll worker that there were other people with disabilities waiting in the long lines.
On my way out after voting, I heard someone going up and down the line yelling loudly, "Handicaps to the front, handicap to the front of the line." And I was horrified by that particular statement.
Ronaldo Fowler is with the Arizona Center for Disability Law. During an election, Fowler oversees a hotline for people to call if they have questions. He says in the past, they've received around a handful of calls. This time,
well, we received approximately over 200 calls that day, and since then, the elections, we continue to receive some calls.
Fowler says the callers were concerned about long wait times in polling locations. He says 97% of those calls were from Maricopa County. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.